Good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Ebbersport campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a great episode for you today, an interview with Mission City Councilor Ken Arar. We will be talking about the upcoming municipal election in Mission. Good afternoon. I have the great privilege and pleasure to be joined by Ken Arar, Mission City Councilor. Thank you, Ken, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that. Thank you so kindly.
And Ken, my very first question for you is, Mission wasn't as devastated as Ebbersport was in the last Fraser Valley flooding, but what if it happens again in the future? Are you guys better prepared as a council to deal with another disaster?
Certainly we learned from this unfortunate incident back last fall, and I think we are getting more prepared, working with our provincial counterparts and federal counterparts to get the funding that we need to protect our community, especially in the lower, Mission's on a hill, right? So everything starts from the bottom up, but especially in the Hatsik Prairie area, the Hatsik area, they received a little bit of flooding in those areas, which affected homes and farming areas. So we are definitely working with the regional district as well to make sure we address all the issues. We certainly learned a lot, and it was very unfortunate, you know, for the people that were affected and also the farm animals too as well.
And as you know, homelessness is a major issue here in the Fraser Valley, and Vancouver itself is dealing with homelessness in Hastings. What kind of policies does Mission have in place to deal with homelessness?
Well, you know, we have the Hollow and the Haven, which is on the low heat right across from the Fresco Mall next to McDonald's. And that's kind of short-term housing that allows people to stay. I don't know the exact amount of time, but whether it's a week or a few weeks. And I think it's a great facility, but unfortunately, we've had some incidents that occur outside those areas. And we have an advisory board that meets on a monthly basis to address the concerns for the residents that live behind there, of any concerns to ensure the public safety as well. We're working very hard to bring housing into effect where people can get the treatment and the housing together as a BC housing project, which is happening on Hurt Street. So it's a very complex issue. You know, it's always work in progress. You make two steps forward, and sometimes you go a few steps backwards. But we need to realize these are the people that are in our community, and we have to work together with the homeless community to make sure that they're safe and the public is safe. And also, you know, we're always trying to work with our provincial counterparts again to ensure that we get the funding that we need to help us with this situation.
The opiate drug crisis, what right. kind of policies do you think the BC government needs to put in place, and what would you work with the BC government to put into place as council to better deal with this issue?
Well, I know they just came down with some kind of policy, which I am not completely familiar with, to be honest with you, right now at the moment, but I know there's work being done at this very present moment in time, and I think that we need to address. There's been a lot of people that have died, which is very, very unfortunate. And, I've met with a few of the families, Sarjeet, and I deeply sympathize with the whole situation. And I think that, we have treatment centers. We're trying to, talk to the families, to educate people what they need to do to prevent such situations. I know one family in Mission that I went to spend time with, and her son had something in his drug, and it unfortunately killed him. And we're working on it. I know our mayor and council, I know the mayor was at a meeting here just recently, and we're just waiting for an update on the situation here, where you can get a treatment center in Mission where people can get treated here. So I'm not sure if Abbotsford has, I think they have a treatment center there in Abbotsford. I think the other one is in New Westminster. Mm-hmm. So we are working to make sure that people are safe.
The downtown in Mission is being worked on, is being built up again. Can you give a bit of an update to our listeners about that?
I didn't hear quite the question about downtown.
The downtown Mission, can you give an update on the work being done on the downtown core?
Sure. About, you know, 6-7 years ago, the previous council put quite a bit of money into the downtown to revitalization and to make it look, you know, much more pretty for people to feel safe and shop downtown. I don't think we're, you know, I think we've been the same over the last many years. It's looking great. Obviously, you know, we've had some new businesses move in, some move out. But I think what's really happening around downtown is there's much more of a buzz now. We see a lot more people shopping downtown, walking downtown than ever that I remember over the last, say, 10 years, a decade or so. So I think it has a bright future. A lot of people are very passionate about the downtown. It's very historic. You know, it's on the highway. So a lot of people, you know, there's only so much you can do being on the highway. And obviously the trucking, the trucks come downtown, which we are always working with the provincial counterparts to reroute the trucks. So there's less noise and it's much more safer for everyone to walk, park, and do all those things. But what's new in the future, in the coming years, is that we've had housing in the downtown area. Behind, across from the library, we have a high-rise going in, I think an 8-story. We have a BC housing project that's up the street, up the hill a little bit. So it's walkable communities to the downtown and also to the train station. So you're going to see a lot of change in the coming years with a lot of people around the area because of just what's being occurring that our council approved.
Yeah, and one other question that I had that's related to this is, what is the council mission doing to attract a business?
Right. Well, we have our economics development officer. He's always trying to get people to come in to set shop here, whether it be a small retail shop or industrial commercial. Mission's always open for business, and we're looking for that. We need to attract business more because our taxation levels lack in the commercial industrial end of it. A lot of our taxation comes from residential, so Mission is always looking, you know, if companies want to come to Mission, we welcome them to come here to set shop here and to create more local employment for local residents who do not have to drive outside the community.
What kind of other issue is there that people are not talking about that is important to the people of Mission that they should be talking about?
Well, the one thing that I'm really concerned about is our level of growth. You know, we have established a lot of housing in Mission, especially multifamily apartments, which I voted for and voted against on some, depending on how they fit in the community and into the surrounding neighborhoods. I think we're growing a little bit faster than we should because we don't have the amenities. We don't have, our hospital is kind of half functioning. We don't have ambulance service all the time, you know, and our transportation corridors are pretty gridlocked. Our schools are outdated. So we need to be careful in the coming years that we get that provincial funding into the community if we're going to grow at the pace we are. Because right now we're growing a little bit too fast, in my personal humble opinion, that we don't have the services or the facilities to look after all these people. So I'm proposing that maybe we reevaluate, especially when it comes to high density projects. You know, when it comes to normal subdivision, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, people, you know, but, you know, it doesn't impact the community as much as the high density projects. So that's one of my concerns. We've pumped a lot of units in over the last 4 years here. We approved a lot of projects which are still in progress, but haven't reached full, you know, people haven't moved in yet. When we start getting all those people coming in, we're going to see our community, you know, we're going to see some different challenges. And so we need to be prepared for that.
And what is your final message to the voters of Mission before they go to vote in the upcoming election municipally?
Well, thank you, Sajid. You know, it's been always great to come on your program. You reach out many times through the term. I'm in my first term here since 18 to now. I believe I served with integrity. I've been always available. I've met with many, many people. Where I'm concerned with this in this election, and I urge Mission residents to listen to me very careful. We have candidates that are being backed by developers, in this election. And we have a candidate who doesn't even live in Mission. She lives in Surrey. And she's running in this commission, in this election, using her dad's address. And I know that. She's told me that, and I met her, and I've known her for 30 years. And I asked her, why are you running in this election? You should live here at the community. At least she should have moved back a year ago. But she still lives in Surrey and running in this election. And the BC Municipal Act allows that. You can run it anywhere you want. But the problem is that developers have their hands in some of the candidates' pockets. And you know what? In these past 4 years, I have probably turned down more high-density projects than I approved of. I've been an independent. I've been offered money in this election by developers, but I turned it down. It's a very important election because if we don't vote right, we're going to have a different Mission in the next 10 years. I mean, we're growing. There's no option there. We're going to be growing. And that's fine. But I don't allow how the system gets misused in the favoritism of certain people and through some candidates. And I just think this is a little bit, to me, that's very unfair to the public and to our democratic system. So I'm asking people to vote for me. I'll stand up. I've been a strong voice. I've been the only counselor who has stood up from time to time, been the lone voice on council, listen to people's concerns. I represent the community's concerns, not my own. So if people come to me with concerns, I represent that, and I've shown that. So I'm asking people to vote me and get involved. And I'm happy to answer any questions, meet with people in the community. You tell you the truth, Sarjeet, I wasn't going to run for this re-election because it has been disappointing to a certain degree because I've been a lone voice on a lot of issues, and I listen to people. And it's not fun going to meetings when you get mistreated unfairly by sometimes your fellow counselors because you're standing for the community. You get treated like an outsider. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like hesitant, but I talked to my wife. I'm willing to stand up again and be a stronger voice this term. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and good luck, Ken. It's always a pleasure having you on.
Thanks, Rajita. Much appreciated, and thanks to your civil family as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIBL 101.7 FM. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.